With WMUK News, I'm Gordon Evans. Boris Johnson is now Prime Minister of Great Britain. He takes office 3 years after voters in the UK cast their ballots to leave the European Union. Western Michigan University political science professor Gunther Hege says Johnson is more committed to leaving the EU than his predecessors, Theresa May and David Cameron, who were also both members of the Conservative Party.
He is now seen as perhaps among the Conservatives as the best bet that Brexit will take place. And he has said that he will take Britain out of the European Union by October 31st, 2019, no matter what.
Hege studies European politics. He joined us to discuss Johnson becoming UK Prime Minister and Britain's history with the European Union.
Are there things that we can look at over time that maybe inform what we see right now with Brexit and with perhaps the desire among, we have to say, a fair number of people in Great Britain and a number of leaders to leave the EU?
There's a long history here. I mean, Britain has always been somewhat aloof of the rest of Europe. You know, their splendid isolation, their geographical situation plays into this. In the 1950s, 1960s, Britain did not want to join the European Union because they supported a free trade association in Europe, but they did not want to give up some of their political sovereignty. They did not want to give up decision-making powers to Brussels. In the 60s, British government then decided to apply for membership in the what was then called the European Community. They were rejected twice, primarily by the French. And finally, they were accepted as a new member. They joined in 1973 under a conservative government. And after the general election in 1974, a Labour government took over, and the Labour government then instituted or implemented a referendum, the first nationwide referendum in the United Kingdom, asking the people of the United Kingdom whether they wanted to stay in the European community after joining in 1973 or whether they wanted to exit again. And at that point, 67% of the British voters said, we want to stay. 33% said, no, we want out.
There are moments, though, that we can look at and see that maybe the UK has kept itself at arm's length from the European Union. For instance, the UK never went on the euro, kept
That's
the pound. Are there other things we can look at and say, you know, the UK has maybe had a foot in and out of the European Union all along?
I think probably the best person to look at is Margaret Thatcher as Prime Minister, because in the 1980s she became increasingly Eurosceptical, criticizing for the European Union for, you know, its regulatory approach and being over-bureaucratized and things like that. And she, for example, negotiated the rebate, the British rebate from the EU budget.
Hege says that gave Britain back some of the money that they paid to the European Union. He says Thatcher argued that the UK was getting too little for what it paid to the EU. Hege says as a journalist, Boris Johnson helped contribute to Britain's negative perception of the European Union.
Boris Johnson, you know, built a reputation as being a fierce critic of the European Union, also making fun of the European Union, sort of. That's where his reputation as a journalist essentially was built, as a Euro-critical journalist in Brussels during the early 1990s.
Does Boris Johnson then becoming Prime Minister indicate that the UK is separating itself more, setting itself apart more from the rest of Europe?
Well, yes and no. When you look at the results of the referendum vote, certainly the older generations in the United Kingdom have become somewhat disenchanted with EU membership. Those are the people 55 and older who voted for getting out. Younger generations, younger people overwhelmingly voted for staying in the European Union. So you have to differentiate. People in England and in Wales, majorities voted for leaving the European Union, but overwhelming majorities, 55-60% of the people in Scotland and in Northern Ireland, voted for remaining in the European Union.
Gunther Hege is a professor of political science at Western Michigan University who studies European politics. A longer version of our conversation can be found in WMUK's West Southwest podcast. Details are at WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Gordon Evans.